The State Department of Fish and Game estimates they release 32 million Chinook salmon into the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta annually. The salmon migrate to the Pacific coastline, where fishermen lay their nets. Ben Platt, a fisherman in Fort Bragg, says they're not seeing those numbers along the coast.
We're not catching these fish, and the data show that. The fish just weren't there to catch the last couple of years. So we saw this coming. The salmon that is reared in the Central Valley system has to run the gauntlet. There's huge farms, big agribusiness, developments, and cities, highways, and the water diversions are getting worse every year.
In 2005, water diversions from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta hit record highs at 6.4 million acre-feet of water. Last year, water diversions lowered to 5 million acre-feet of water, but pending applications to divert an additional 4.8 million acre-feet of water from the Delta this year would top the record, totaling an unprecedented diversion of 3 trillion gallons of water. A lawsuit is challenging that plan. A coalition of fishing and environmental groups sued the state, the Bush administration, and water companies to enact protections for the Delta smelt and salmon, two fish populations to hit all-time lows in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Barry Nelson with the NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council, a plaintiff in the suit, places the blame directly on water diversions.
The Central Valley has two of the largest water projects on the planet, the Federal Central Valley Project and the State Water Project. And together, those projects have an enormous impact on salmon. They cause huge problems in the Delta for salmon. They interfere with passage for salmon migrating up and down the rivers. There are temperature problems.
State and federal agencies say water diversion is not necessarily responsible. Harry Morse, spokesperson of the Department of Fish and Game, declined an interview but said their scientists are examining all possible causes, including climate change, changing ocean conditions, falling krill populations, and water diversions. But fishermen and critics say government agencies are repeating past mistakes. They point to the 2002 salmon die-off in the Klamath River, where 80,000 salmon perished. They say the Bush administration ignored scientific data in that case and increased water diversions to Oregon farmers in order to gain the Republican vote in the Senate. That decision destroyed the West Coast fishing economy. Zeke Grader, president of the North Coast Fishing Alliance, says a similar situation is now occurring in California with water from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta.
The Bush administration and perhaps even the Schwarzenegger administration are trying to grease the way for large housing developers, home builders, building these large tracts, as well as agribusiness in the San Joaquin Valley, trying to deliver them water. And again, it's at the expense of the fish, but not just the fish. It's really at the expense of our coastal economies.
Critics say the fox is guarding the hen house. Jason Peltier worked as a lobbyist for the Central Valley Water Project Association before he served under the Bush administration's Department of Interior as the principal deputy assistant secretary for water and science. Now he works for the Westland Water District in California's Central Valley. Again, Nelson.
That's the water district that has been leading the charge for many years to weaken environmental protections in the Central Valley and protections for the Trinity River as well, and squeeze more water out of those systems, more subsidized water to grow subsidized crops south of the Delta.
Last year, a federal judge ruled in favor of the NRDC suit to save the Delta smelt, ordering enhanced protections for the fish. They're waiting for a judge's ruling on the salmon. That could also limit water diversions from the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. Meanwhile, fishermen say if diversions continue, they may have no salmon season at all. For fishermen like Platt, that's an 80% loss of income. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting from Fort Bragg for Free Speech Radio News.